It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at HuskerRadio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio's Project Connect Spotlight. Pleased to have Linda Glogsden of the Women's Resource Center joining us now here for our Project Connect Spotlight. Linda, thanks for taking some time for us today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of this.
Now, Linda, with the Women's Resource Center, obviously you guys offer a lot of essential services. So if you don't mind, Linda, give us a reminder of some of the services available with the Women's Resource Center.
Well, we are a pregnancy health center, and so we are always wanting to be able to help those that are pregnant or have perhaps just had a child. But we provide free pregnancy tests as well as free ultrasound. And then our clients are able to come for education and learn about parenting, about what to expect when you're expecting, relationships, other kinds of skills. In fact, once a month we do a cooking class for our clients. But all those training opportunities provide opportunity to earn baby bucks, what we call baby bucks. And so our clients can shop with those baby bucks and get diapers, formula, baby food, baby clothing, even maternity clothes, baby items, all those different kinds of things. And so we just want to keep providing as much of that as we can to our clients and to our community.
Now, have you guys still been able to hold some of those gatherings and do some of those courses like the cooking one you mentioned previously throughout the coronavirus?
We were closed down for about 6 weeks from face-to-face counseling times. However, we have a curriculum that we are able to offer online, and so we were able to send a link to our clients, and they were able to still do their training and earn their baby bucks. And so our clients could call in and say, hey, I need some diapers. We could get those for them, put those out in our little front foyer area. So we were able to still maintain contact, and we made phone calls and sent out, you know, note cards and things like that. But now we are back to being able to see our clients face-to-face, and we're just really wanting to build that clientele back up. We also have a program on Monday evenings called 24/7 Dads. And so for the guys even, we have things for them to really learn how to be the best dad that they can be and leading out in their household and working with their kids too. So that's good.
Again, we have Linda joining us today from the Women's Resource Center. Linda joining us here on our Project Connect Spotlight, and really thankful for the technology because obviously a lot of services did have to pump the brakes and push the pause button during the global pandemic, but there's no pushing a pause button on a pregnancy or on the need for diapers for a little one. So it's great that you guys were able to roll with the punches and still provide this essential service during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yes, we were very thankful for that. And we even were able to do new intake. So we actually, I think, had four new clients that came, and we were able to really meet some needs. We had one of our clients called in and said, you know, my baby's totally outgrown the size of clothes that I have, and I need some other clothes. And so we said, well, you let us shop for you. We'll go ahead and get clothing for them. And so we did that and, again, put that out in the 4 years, so they were able to get those as well. And so it was very great to be able to continue that connection with our clients. And we're even now, there are some clients that are not wanting to yet get out. And so we're able to still have a connection with them through our online curriculum. And that is a great service to be able to provide.
Now, Linda, you touched on something a moment ago that I want to dive into a little bit deeper here with the mention of the 24/7 Dad program. Obviously, when you hear Women's Resource Center, you think about a lot of great services offered for the women, but you guys help out the dads just as much, too, if at all possible.
We do. We have dads that perhaps are a single dad, or perhaps they're the dad of a child that the mom is coming and getting our services, or maybe it's a child that they have visitation with every now and then, and they are just wanting to learn, and they too can earn the baby bucks, and so they can get diapers and clothing, formula, all those different kinds of things. But most importantly, it's a time with our male peer counselor. His name is Steve. And our clients can talk about what it means to be a dad, what it means to be a leader in the home, what it means to be investing in your children and providing that good example. And they talk about characteristics, having good character, and just really making sure that they are making good choices for themselves so they can help their children make good choices. So it's really a wonderful program. And why we focus on Monday nights is because a lot of times the guys work during the day. So Monday nights is a great night for them to come. They can sit together as a group and encourage one another and challenge one another and just really grow in what it means to be a dad.
And I'm a firm believer, and I'm sure you would agree, Linda, that in order to completely understand what somebody's going through, it's extremely beneficial to understand and relate. Maybe you've gone through it yourself, and these are just a group of dads trying to figure it out together with Steve, that obviously as a father has gone through quite a bit as well, that he can relate, but the other dads there can relate as well. So I'm sure there's a special type of camaraderie there with all those fathers.
There is a great camaraderie, and they really look forward to that time of coming together. And oftentimes there might be a wife or a girlfriend that they have, and so we have other trainings going on for the gals at the same time, and so they can come together, but they're learning separately, and that oftentimes helps that relationship as well. And of course, we do welcome guys throughout the day as well. We have guys that perhaps have a job that would allow them to come for training during the day. So we have men that come during the daytimes as well. So it really is great. But that camaraderie, as you said, is perfect for the guys to come together.
Now, Linda, can the guys join in on things like the cooking classes too, for example, that you mentioned previously?
Yes, I was going to say, we have one guy for sure. In our next cooking class that we are going to have that really is eager to come and to learn. And, you know, guys like to cook and can cook too. And so we're just excited to have them, and they'll bring a unique perspective, I think, to that cooking class. But we're also looking for things like balancing checkbooks, doing financial planning, doing your budget, how to have fire safety in your home, like fireproofing your home. And so a lot of different kinds of social skills, or just different kinds of skills that you need to exist each and every day of life. So a lot of different things to help.
Because obviously preparation is key in pregnancy and in welcoming life into this world. And that preparation is vital on both the behalf of the father and the mother.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think there's a lot, and it kind of comes in steps, and you come, at that initial point when the pregnancy is new, it's like you're just kind of all focused on what does it mean to be, having this child and preparing for this child and preparing for going to the hospital, coming home. And then it's like, oh, wow, now this baby is growing and needing to know this and know that. And so what do we need to know? And that's why we're really wanting to come alongside of our moms and dads and help them to really navigate these waters. And we find that, each and every day, and of course, like right now, we have this whole COVID situation going on, and that's just a whole new area to explore. And so what can we do to better help them be prepared so they're not blindsided when something comes along?
Obviously, it can be a scary situation and an intimidating situation, rather you're having child number one or child number seven. But the crew at the Women's Resource Center understands that and is there to help out however they can and comfort throughout the process as well.
Yes, that is what, and it's really wonderful. We just recently had a welcome back barbecue for our clients, and it was kind of like a garage sale barbecue, so that our parents could come, our clients could come, and we had volunteers here, and just kind of get you know, back acclimated to the center and the volunteers, and they were able to use their baby bucks and purchase different items for their children. And it was just really a fun time of coming back together. And we just want everybody to know that we are open for business, and we want to have clients come, current clients. We're ready for new clients. We're just really looking forward to being available to our community.
Again, Linda joining us here, the Women's Resource Center on Husker Radio's Project Connect Spotlight. And Linda, tell us how you work with some of the other agencies that you typically encounter at the Project Connect at the DNN here in North Platte.
Well, it's really wonderful that we are able to be a resource, first of all, for the pregnant moms, dads as well. But when we find that there are clients that have needs that are beyond what we provide, or maybe it's something that needs the next step, we send out referrals. We'll call direct, or we'll send an email or a text message or something like that. And so we are able to really connect with a lot of the agencies here. I'm really just really pleased with North Platte and how many different agencies there are that are really wanting to help families. And so we come alongside of them, and they come alongside of us, and we're able to provide, like with the bargain bin. If we have a client that comes in and say they're needing something like pots and pans or actual dishes, we can write out a voucher, send that with them, and they can receive those items as well from that thrift store. And so, with the Families First, we work with them in partnership and making sure we're providing the training that will come alongside of the training they're trying to provide there, as well as sometimes we just refer our clients to go to the training at the Families First. So just a lot of different things and ways that we can connect. And, of course, with doctors and the hospital and those kinds of things, too, obviously, when it comes time for the babies to be born.
Now, Linda, if folks want to learn more about the Women's Resource Center, or maybe there's a listener out there that would like to make a contribution financially to help the Women's Resource Center, how can folks learn more and potentially get in contact with you?
Well, our phone number is 308-534-1440, and an easy email is executivedirector@wrcnp.com, and of course that stands for Women's Resource Center North Platte.com. But yes, we are funded solely by individuals, businesses, and churches that believe in what we do, the ministry that we provide for our community. We do not accept state or federal funding. And so that's just really a great thing to know about us, that we're, we just had our Walk for Life in the spring. We're getting ready for our banquet this fall. And so that's two different ways. So 534-1440 or executivedirector@wrcnp.com.
Well, Linda, we sure do appreciate the time and appreciate all the services you offer here for folks throughout the listening area at the Women's Resource Center.
Well, you're welcome, and our community is welcome, and we just want to be here to serve.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com and learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.